you've been watching this agency, of course, for a long, long time. Why do you think they continue to struggle with issues at the top or near the top of this agency?
Well, it's not just about the agencies. We also need to consider the political environment we're dealing in with right now, and that is that any single mistake anywhere in the bureaucracy right now, somebody is going to pounce on it. And you just wondered where they had a tin ear on this one when politically to go out and spend this kind of money in Las Vegas at a time when Americans are unemployed, when government's starving for dollars. It's not much money in the scheme of things. $800,000, maybe a little bit more when they're through closing the books on this. It's not the money, but the symbols in the optics on this were just awful. And it's been politically tone deaf.
The point that you make about the money is interesting because my guest in the last hour, Bob Suda, is a veteran of GSA, was there 20-some years, and he mentioned that point as well, and that's something we haven't heard a lot about. His point was it may cost as much to do four or five hearings about this as the actual event cost. Is that on track?
Well, I don't know that it costs all that much to do a hearing in the scheme of things. The media has just jumped on this, but it's like everything else. It's a political year in Washington, and somebody's going to pounce on every mistake somebody makes on either side. And this was a boner of major proportions, given the political environment and the economic environment we're dealing with.
We and other media outlets have parsed this and dissected it to the nth degree. The issue that it seems to me that we're up against now is, what does GSA do moving forward, and what is the role of Congress and committees like your former committee in making sure that something like this doesn't happen again when you have the possibility of a rogue employee or group of employees doing things that they had to know were improper and yet went ahead and did them anyway?
Still don't know a lot about what happened in Vegas. We've gotten some, you know, initial reports. We've seen a video that one of the employees put together, but I think the books are not closed on this at this point. Once you start shining a flashlight on this, it'll be interesting to see what else is uncovered. But I suspect we haven't heard the whole story at this point. Look, anytime somebody goes outside the bounds to something like this in this political environment, you're going to get pounced on. And Congress, I think, in holding their hearings is doing something in a positive mode, is sending that signal out that, hey, look, these are lean times for the American people. We don't government to look like it's being extravagant. We know here in the Washington area, federal workers aren't particularly overpaid, but across the rest of the country, there is this image that the federal government or workers are getting paid more than anybody else. They have job security and all of these other issues, and this adds to that narrative, unfortunately.
What is the difference potentially in the agenda or the oversight authority in, say, your former committee as opposed to one of the other committees that's going to look at this? What's the reason that you as oversight chairman would insist on having your own hearing when somebody else is also going to look at the very same thing?
Well, for one thing, when it comes to waste, fraud, abuse, those kind of things, the government committee generally takes precedence. Secondly, GSA is overseen by the government committee in most areas. The transportation committee only has a small piece of that jurisdiction under federal buildings, but by and large, it's the oversight committee that has not just oversight, but jurisdiction over GSA. So it's really the appropriate committee to hold a hearing.
And I wasn't implying that it wasn't, but I'm just wondering, why is it only political reasons, do you think, that people are jumping on this and trying to get in on maybe some coverage?
Well, I think there's some of that. I think that, you know, in politics, they're always looking for a parade to lead. You know, I think you have some of that in this particular case. I think they tried to work out a joint hearing, but somehow it didn't materialize. So we'll see where it goes. I think having multiple hearings on the same subject is probably not very constructive at the end of the day for the time the agency has to pay the people, the witnesses, prep, and everything else that goes into it. But look, it's an election year in Washington, and the first casualty in this kind of case is efficiency. It gets you in front of the cameras and the like. But the government committee hearing is, I think, not only appropriate, I think, in this point, I think if they didn't do it, they'd be a little bit derelict because they have the jurisdiction on this issue.
What happens behind the scenes among staff and among the members who are working directly with the leaders at the agency that are still there, like Dan Tangerlini and so forth, that we don't see at the hearing or in the media?
Well, I suspect, I haven't talked to Dan since he took over. He's, as you know, one of the more able people in the federal government, and we've known him here in the Washington area as chief of staff to Mayor Fenty, and before that as director of the Metro system. So he has long government experience, got a great Ivy League education, very well respected, and I suspect he's trying right now to just kind of put out the fire, saying, guys, you know, let's hit the bottom, let's make the changes we need to move, and start going back to our mission instead of sitting there doing somersaults over congressional hearings and putting out fires in the media. But it, you know, it takes a while when you get a firestorm like this. Everybody is kind of on an eggshell around there, and Tagliarini will have to try to get it back and focused, and it will take a few weeks, but I think he's certainly capable of doing it.
And that's kind of where I wanted to go next. A month, 2 months, 6 months from now, what does this look like? What is the role of the congressional committees? Or is at that point, are the questions potentially sufficiently answered and the agency has the ability to kind of go about their business and do what they need to do to fix this?
Well, you know what? It really depends on what they uncover and what comes out at the hearing. Sometimes these hearings end up just being a hearing and a one-day story. Sometimes you uncover other things and you look a little bit deeper. We had some hearings a few years ago on a GSA administrator, and Democrats decided to make her a political poster child. And so they went on and held just any number of hearings trying to hound her out. So you never know where this goes in a political climate. But I suspect with Chairman Issa, they just want to get to the bottom of this and find out what was the thought process behind this, who gave the approvals, how high up did it go, how could you be so tone deaf in this kind of economic environment, and to see if there's anything else there that may at this point need uncovering. Again, just to put this in perspective, this is a little over $800,000 that we know of. Maybe there's more, but that has been reported at this point, which, in terms of the federal budget, isn't much. It's the optics that are terrible at this point, and the symbol that it sends to the rest of America in terms of how government operates.